I have a very special place. It's just a 5x10 space. It's my abode and my commode.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Bloomington Playwrights Project presents The Boy in the Bathroom, Michael Luberis and Joe Maloney's mini musical, in a production directed by the BPP's artistic director, Chad Rabinowitz. Our guest, Michael Luberis, has a long resume as a writer, director, and actor, with credits from Shakespeare's plays to the Chappelle TV show. Michael, The Boy in the Bathroom, on its surface, just the story of a young man with a peculiar, geographically located obsessive-compulsive disorder. But I gather there's a little more in your thinking.
Yes, it centers around David. He's 24 years old. He's a philosophy student in college. And he has a breakdown in the bathroom. And he lives in there for a little over a year. He has obsessive-compulsive disorder and makes a life for himself in the bathroom without ever coming out. So the musical is really about him in the bathroom for a year and then how he comes out of it.
Now, I know that a bathroom has certain absolutely necessary accoutrements, but there is a breakfast, lunch, and dinner. How does he work that out?
Well, he lives in the house with his mother, and his mother feeds him thin, flat food that could fit under the half inch of the door, because the door never opens. So she makes a sort of great recipe book of feeding him pancakes through the door, food that would fit under the door. In fact, there's an entire song just about that.
No kidding. Now, at a certain point, he discovers that there might be a reason for opening the door.
Yeah, I mean, without revealing too much about the play, he lives with his mother. An accident happens, and a girl comes to work for his mother. And through a series of afternoons, the girl and David in the bathroom develop this relationship through the door. They don't ever see or touch each other, but they develop this relationship, and they fall in love.
A Pyramus and Thisbe story?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But in modern day Michigan. Exactly.
Now, the actors that you have for this, Evan Mayer is the boy, and he was in Kissing Frogs at the BPP and the ensemble for Hair at IU. And then there's Maddie Baldwin, who was a mime in one of the shows at the BPP and appeared in the cast of Lysistrata at IU. Lisa Kurtz is the mother that you just mentioned. It's a fascinating story. I'm curious about, why did you decide to make this a musical?
Well, you know, I tried to write it as a play, and I didn't think it was working. And the composer, Joe Maloney, and myself were really interested in crafting a different kind of musical, a musical that would feel more like a play. So it's really intimate. It's just a piano. It's three people. And I think the songs are surprising. It sort of sneaks up on you and feels a lot more like a play in that way.
The Boy in the Bathroom at the Bloomington Playwrights Project opens on Friday and Saturday, February 3rd and 4th, continues through the 18th. It's part of the BPP's Off-Broadway on 9th series. Our guest has been the playwright Michael Luberis. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.
I won't go.